And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and, of course, 1090 AM. Pete Gray here, all solo today. All the other guys are on vacation.
Yeah.
And Bruce Smith is here with me, man in the fort from East County Bait and Tackle, the Bass Council, the Bass Fishing Pod, San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast. He's the president of San Diego Bassmasters. Former long range and local captain here, and just been around a long time, right?
Yeah, 30 years in the long range fleet.
30 years in the long range fleet.
Yeah, wow. Started in like 91.
And now, what boat did you start on?
Searcher.
On the Searcher.
With Art.
Right.
Yeah, 2 years there, 2.5 on the Royal Polaris, and 2 years, 2.5 years on the Royal Star.
Wow.
That's where it really started coming together for me, was on the Star.
On the Star.
Yeah, Tim and Randy just took me under their wing and taught me everything.
Those guys are so good.
Yeah, such a great boat.
Yeah,
and always pushing the envelope. They were.
Oh yeah, know,
still are. And then the Shogun. Then you know,
how many years on the Shogun?
13.
13 years on
the
Shogun.
Yeah, 13 years on the
Shogun. Wow. And then of course you left the Shogun and bought your own boat.
Yeah, I had the Fortune for 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years you had that. Come on, man.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it just doesn't
it was
seem
like a blink of an eye. It really
wow.
was.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you used to run both out of San Diego and 22nd Street,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Springtime.
And what was your favorite fishing of that? Did
that
you like?
You know, I thought it was going to be the bluefin, but it was always I turned into white sea bass.
Thing.
Oh yeah, like when it all comes together, that it's so special. Like one thing, you just got to get the bait.
Yeah,
just getting
That's
the bait is a challenge.
Yeah,
pulling up with the seiners or doing this or making your own or this
right.
and that, and then but once you have the bait on board, it's like okay, now we have a chance of catching sea bass if everything lines up.
Right,
and you
the
go,
current's going the right
yeah.
way, the fish are there,
and the fish
whatever.
Are there, and they bite. And
yeah,
yeah,
and where did you use the fish mostly for sea bass?
We had our best scores, which. You know, whatever, it's not a secret, but at San Nicolas Island. Yeah, so
that's out in the middle of the ocean, man. That's
it's
a long
the,
way
it's like
out
the
there.
Furthest away
yeah.
island of them all,
and
it's
weather 60,
it's 65 miles out
yeah
basically from 22nd Street
yeah
and yeah you're always dealing with the weather, so you had to have everything line up
yeah.
but if you could have it all line up in June, man, you're gonna there was very good chance of catching them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, is San Nicolas like San Clemente, where they close it because of Navy activity? Or?
They had, in the 10 years that I was there, they kicked us out twice.
That was it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
And so it was very
it's not
rare.
As active as...
It's not even close
yeah.
to San Clemente. You know, San Clemente is a weekly basis. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
dynamic situation.
Yeah.
Could, yeah.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
But your schedule says it's open. Yeah, well, it's changed.
Yeah, we changed it. Sorry.
You need to go to the other side of the
You
island.
Just burned $500 in fuel to get here, but you got to leave anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's...
So you got to play their game. But so, yeah,
yeah.
but, you know, and then the everything else. So nobody went out to San Nicolas, you
yeah.
know. There was
yeah.
the cod fishing. There was
right.
calico fishing in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we had such good calico fishing there a few
really?
Times. Late in the year, like this time of year, October, I took the guys from Dana Ward. Out
uh-huh.
and just smoked them, and they were all 3, 4, or 5 pound fish.
Wow, like,
it was great.
What about Santa Barbara Island? Did you have good fishing there?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah,
I never was a big fan of Santa Barbara because there wasn't a big area to fish. For one thing, they closed an MLPA.
Yeah,
they closed a quarter
all
of the island.
All the prime areas,
and it was yeah, it was a very prime area.
Yeah.
So you have the weather side of the island, which is good, and you catch sea bass there. And I know some guys have been doing very good there in the last few years,
yeah, big yellows,
especially halibut fishing and stuff. But
yeah,
but so I would have rather have gone just to San Clemente than Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
It was just small.
Yeah,
you know, you just didn't have any place to go.
Not a lot, especially
yeah,
when they close half the island.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. And you get stuck there. You know, and if they don't bite, then you're like, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
you're going to go scratch cod, you know, and
right.
hopefully.
Yeah. And then what about Catalina? Did you fish Catalina much?
Yeah. The first time we ever caught our limited sea bass, it was at Catalina.
Yeah.
Over at the V's.
Uh huh.
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
it's a tough place to fish.
It's such a tough place. If you're not in a skiff, you know, we got the, you have a sport boat in there, you got a generator running, you got all this stuff going on, you're attracting sea lions, and yeah, the other boats are coming around, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's more of a skiff island, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Alan Watson is, you know, he's just got the place so wired.
Yeah.
And then the other guys, the local guys, just go over there and they got their finger on the pulse.
They know where to be, exactly, what time to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So what time?
Yeah, and then you get crowds when things are biting. Yes. The word gets out.
Yes.
Things are, there's like 100 boats there fishing it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're dealing with MLPAs there too.
Oh yeah.
Same thing, you know.
Yeah.
All on that front side is a good chunk of it's closed, and then even on the back side.
Yeah.
You can only fish certain ways in certain areas.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a good learning experience, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
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 And you used to spend like May, June up there.
We would go up there in March for the
March.
Back then it was the cod opener was in March, and then from March till the end of June.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, hey, you want to get through, talk to Bruce. 213-432-1090, open right now. One lucky caller or texter will win a $100 gift card going on a shopping spree out at East County Bait and Tackle. Thanks to Steve and the guys out at East County Bait and Tackle for donating that, and really appreciate that very much. We've got a bunch of texts, and phones are pretty wide open right now. So you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Bruce, and win that card. It's the best way is on the phone at 213-432-1090. And Robert from Canyon Country, you're next up. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, guys. Just have a couple of things. First of all, I won a pair of Costa sunglasses, and I had a hard time getting something that would fit. Bob Hoos is awesome. Worked with Tackle Express, my local tackle shop, and got me a pair that fit awesome. So just wanted to thank you guys for that. And
which
so last
pick,
week I went
way?
To cast King Tide 8.
Oh.
So if you have if you have a wide bridge nose, that's the perfect pair. It fits like a glove.
All right.
So second thing, I went to Castaic the last couple of weeks and wanted to talk to the bass guru there, trolling for stripers and ended up catching largemouth and smallmouth. Haven't got a single striper yet. We were trolling shad-like crankbaits and didn't really know that trolling for bass was a thing, but we got 14 smallmouth and largemouth yesterday or Friday.
Dang, that's good.
So is that a thing?
Good fishing. I would imagine that's
good. I just didn't know that it was a thing to troll.
And what are you trolling?
Shad-like crankbaits, about 2.5 inches long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I would imagine that strapper's probably more offshore, and you might troll a deeper diving type crankbait, or even an A-rig. You know, it's so funny. We'll troll A-rigs here, just like when I'm going across the lake or whatever, I'll just pitch an A-rig out there. And you know what an A-rig is? It has
multiple
baits and three hooks. And you're allowed three hooks in California. But those A-rigs, they bite them on the troll, you know.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just slow troll?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you ever fish lead core line on stuff like that?
I don't personally, because I'm not a big troller, but they do. Yes, absolutely. That's
so
one of the ways to get the A-rig down into the depth that you need to.
Yeah, so that's a couple of hints for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever fish lakes outside San Diego County, Bruce?
Well, you know, I used to go up to the Sierras a lot.
Yeah.
As far as bass fishing, I'm leaving to go to the Lower River here tomorrow.
It's the
day after tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got a trip tomorrow. But on Tuesday morning, we're going to go to Yuma and fish all the Colorado River, Havasu, Mojave, upwards.
For largemouth?
Yeah. We have a tournament out there next weekend, and so we're going to pre-fish for the tournament and hang out there for a few days.
Nice.
5 days.
Nice. That'd be good.
Oh, Martinez is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, there's so many backwaters and places to go into, and you're going through the cane and trying to get through these backwaters. Somebody a boat hasn't been in there for a couple weeks or whatever. Yeah.
Do you catch smallmouth out there? Or?
Occasional smallmouth in that part of the river, but it's not a big thing. It's more smallmouth or more Havasu, Mojave.
Yeah.
And then Mojave is like the main thing is smallmouth.
Ah, okay. But,
and then Havasu is like 50-50. And then it's straight, pretty much straight largemouth in Martinez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. Darren in Menifee writes, hello, Pete, Bruce. Question for Bruce. I'd like to fish Diamond Valley and Skinner on my boat. What are the top choices to take kids fishing on our boat in the San Diego area?
The top choices for kid fishing?
Yeah.
Otay right now is really good, and but San Vicente, like I said, I was at San Vicente yesterday. We had over 20 fish to the boat by noon, and it was, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it was pretty much drop shot fishing with 6-inch worms stick up against the sticks and 10 feet of water. So it was pretty easy. And like I said, I have a guide trip tomorrow out there, and that's what we're going to be doing, the same thing.
And at San V?
At San Vicente.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the most user-friendly at this point of the game right now. Yeah. And then there's a lot of breaking fish at Otay, which is fun, but they can be a little technical, and you have to get downsize a lot of your stuff. You start fishing 5- and 6-pound test and small spoons and whatever, cast into breakers. But L cap is kind of tough right now. You can catch a bunch of fish if you know what you're doing, if you've got certain spots.
Is that because it's so pressured?
No, not necessarily. It's just going through a stage. I think it's in fall transition.
Is it?
Yeah, things are moving around. You see a lot of fish on the meter in 10 feet of water, 12 feet of water, but they're not biting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to put your time in, drag slow baits to get them to bite.
Uh-huh.
But, San Vicente is by far the easiest for numbers-wise right
for
now.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Take the kids out there.
Yeah.
Stop at East County Bait and Tackle and get some shiners.
Yes, or we'll set you up with a hot worm.
Hot worm.
Hot worm color.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you stop there, make your first stop there, and then
we'll let you know.
They'll show you exactly where to go.
We want you to catch fish.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that text. Hey, let's go back in the phones. Mike and Torrance, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. That does free up 213-432-1090. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
I want to say that, it's beautiful out here on the beach in Hermosa. I'm staring at Catalina and Palos Verdes and catching yellowfin croaker so far. I can see some corbina in the water, but they haven't jumped on my line yet. But we were on the Eclipse the year that they were catching Wahoo, I believe the second year, probably 2016, and we caught a 50 to 70 pound yellowfin on the 43. Adam Williams put us on him, and then we went inside the next day and caught a wahoo on the 100 fathom curve. So Captain Williams has worked his way up, and now he's doing his magic on the new Loanne.
Yep, man.
So
that's great, Captain.
The legend.
Captain. Yeah,
legendary. Yeah, super good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Well, Corey King writes, he says, loving the knowledge being shared this morning. My question is for Bruce. Can you help us figure out spotties in San Diego and Mission Bay? What setups and how to fish them?
Well, like I said, you want to go to East County Bait and Tackle or Dana Landing and get a neck breaker.
Neck breaker.
An MC swim bait. And fish it on like 8- or 10-pound test. Go to the main river channel or a drop off outside the eelgrass and fish it along those. And you should come across some spotted bay bass.
Yeah. And the neck, any particular color?
Of neck breaker?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. They eat a lot of flashy colors like reds and chartreuses and standard.
And you're fishing them on what pound test?
8 or 10.
8 or 10.
Yeah.
Fluorocarbon.
Yeah. Yeah. You can use straight fluorocarbon. You can use a leader if you want. You know, a
little nice spinning reel setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either or, whatever you're comfortable with, spinning or casting.
Yeah.
Lighter line will get you more bites, but then again, if you do hook a halibut, there's a chance you're going to not land it.
Yeah.
Or a big corvina.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And what ounce neck breaker?
You know, depending on the current, you could go anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an ounce.
All right.
Yeah, in that range.
Yeah.
Mostly maybe 1/2 ounce, 3/8, 1/2 ounce. Stick with that.
And then, Corey, get yourself a side scan sonar. And then you really find them, right?
And you'll find the big... And you'll find them.
Put it on your kayak.
Yeah.
They do it.
Oh, yeah, they do it.
Yeah, I know Ron Lano or Fastlane. Yep. I mean, they help outfit people.
It's the advent of the lithium battery.
Yes.
It changed everything for the kayaks, the float tube guys.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they could put motors on them and forward-facing sonar and side-scanning sonar and whatever, and run these screens with a 14-pound battery.
Wow.
Instead of a 75-pound battery.
Now, you know, aside like what's Lowrance's side scan called?
It's called Active Target.
Active Target, yeah. And then what's a retail on an Active Target, you know?
Boy, what are they? $1,500?
Yeah. So it's not a cheap investment.
No.
But it changes your life.
The box and the transducer. That's not the screen. You also have to have a screen.
Oh, you have to have a screen.
Yeah.
So can
it, which is multifunction. You use it for other things. That's how they get around that. But so the screen's another $3,000.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
So you're looking at $4,500 just for
just to get that.
Yeah.
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 Wow. Yeah, so you have to have a dedicated screen for the structure?
No,
it's a multi-function.
It can do GPS. The screen can do GPS and up and down and use different transducers at the same time. But you're going to have a screen to use a live scope.
Yeah, and what's the ideal size, do you think, for that live scope?
You know, minimum of a 9-inch.
Minimum 9-inch.
Yeah.
Just so you can see.
And then you just, you know, sky's the limit after that. I have 12s on my boat. I'd like to get a 16. But, you know, a lot of the pros are even running 19s and 22s, 23s.
Wow.
Inch screen.
Wow.
Like a TV.
Yeah. 19s and 22s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that takes, you need a big lithium battery for that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a dedicated battery.
Yeah. Definitely. 213-432-1090 open right now. JP standing by waiting for your phone calls. And Matt is calling us and he says, great show this morning. Question for Bruce, what's the favorite time of the year to fish largemouth and what's your biggest bass?
My favorite time of the year to fish largemouth is in the winter. Coming into winter when the water drops to 58 degrees or coming out of winter at the very end of tail end of winter and early pre-spawn. February.
Uh-huh.
That's when we're seeing schools of big ones.
Really?
Yes. And that's, for me personally, that's when my best big fishing is takes place.
And are you fishing crawdads or are you fishing?
No.
You don't fish
a lot
bait.
I don't fish bait a lot.
Yeah.
Only in, like I said, certain circumstances with guiding. This year it was a lot of Carolina rig with like a brush hog, but I also got them on that crankbait 10XDs, and this year we caught a surprising amount of fish on rattle traps and the LV500s bouncing them off the bottom.
What's the key, and like when you're taking people guiding on your boat in the winter, what's the key to catching fish?
Well, it's always patience, and especially in the winter because in that time of year, it can be a feast or famine kind of deal. We may have to resort, if we're not catching what we need to be catching, we may have to resort to, like, drop shots and whatever in later in the day. But hopefully...
I love the drop shot. It's easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thin cincos and drop shots. Fly lines, thin cincos, and drop shots. They're the guide's friend.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're targeting bigger fish, then you've got to be using bigger baits, and you're going to catch less bites.
Yes.
Yeah, except for those exceptional days.
Yeah.
You know.
I know our friend John Collins, he is the master of fishing the winter and crawdads, right?
Crawdad guy,
yeah. Do you see him out on the lakes?
I don't. Dean Adams.
Okay, Dean, yeah.
I see Dean Adams a lot. And
Buzz.
Buzz is out there.
You see Buzz? Yeah.
And then,
Buzz
again, John Grabowski's out there. Grabowski. And then who else? Oh, Taro.
Oh, Taro
is always, he's out there.
Is he out there?
I saw him two days ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
He's into it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Taro is, he's not a bait guy or whatever. He goes out and throws spinner baits and this and that. He throws a lot of reaction.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good fisherman.
Yeah. Hey, let's find out what's biting out there. Our angler's realtor is standing by, Yusuf Husseini. with this fishdope.com report, and the fishdope.com report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. It's more same-day capacity, and they have the best customer service. There's no doubt about that. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to make your reservations today. And let's talk to that Angler's Realtor, Yusuf Husseini. Good morning, Yusuf.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, doing terrific, man. And wow, what a week of fishing, huh?
It's been some ups and downs, and more ups than downs, I think. Fishing is turning back on. The Fat Lady has not sung yet. The yellowfin have shown up right off our local banks here in decent numbers. We've got yellowfin as close as about 20 miles out of Dana that the spotter plane spotted yesterday. Smaller fish, but in decent numbers. Fish scattered all over. Macro Bank, Avalon Bank, 14-mile bank. The butterfly, this should be decent fishing. I think we're all going to get another go at it here. Normal stuff for yellowfin, trolling feathers, zucchini, and the spreader bar, or not spreader bars, the daisy chains and that kind of thing. Down below as well, southwest of Colonnette, the fleet is picking away at the yellowfin as well. These are bigger models too, like 50 to 100 pound fish, and they're doing really good. That's all within like day and a half range. I think we're going to have a little bit of an extended season here, and everybody get out there and enjoy it. You know, yellowfin's the name of the game right now. Catalina and Clemente do still have tons of squid. A lot of those fish are still loaded up and full. There are some opportunity in all the normal spots up there. But name of the game, boys, is going to be yellowfin.
Gotta love that, man. And of course, Danny and the boys over at Fish Dope, they always have the latest and greatest on all the islands and all the offshore stuff for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And while we're talking about Fish Dope and BD Outdoors, gotta say a really big good luck to Jason Hayashi. He finally got his kidney online here, so he's going to have the surgery, I believe. Is it this next week?
No, it's done. It went great. Jason is doing well. He's having some little bits of ups and downs, recovering from the surgery. But thank goodness, everybody's prayers and good thoughts have gotten Jason this far. He finally got his kidney, and he's just on the road to recovery right now.
Oh, that's so huge.
That's great.
And best of luck, Jason, for fast recovery. And I know how many years did he wait? Like 5 years?
Yeah.
Eight, I believe.
Eight years.
Yeah.
Just a long time.
It's been a
tough road for him.
It definitely has, man. You know, he's like family to all of us, and he's one of the greatest guys you could ask for in fishing.
No doubt about it. And if you ever want to know what's going on, you can ask Jason. He knows exactly what's going on everywhere. He's amazing. He is totally amazing.
Finger on the pulse. My Zolio is going off with Jason the entire time I'm out, usually.
So good luck to Jason in the speedy recovery from finally getting that donor match and getting that kidney. And, of course, what's going on in the real estate game? Pretty wild, huh?
It is, man. We had a few slow weeks for whatever reason, and then this last week has just turned on. And phones ringing off the hook. People want to sell. People want to buy. Smelling the interest rate, you know, going down and trying to get into homes while we haven't, you know, people are off during the holiday season. So if you're looking to get in or out of your home, you know, now's the time to do it if you want to take advantage of the holidays.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how do we find you, Yusuf?
You can get me on my cell, 619-277-2169, or you can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com, social media at Cal Realty.
All right, and you can get a free appraisal on your home, no obligation at that, right?
That's at SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll give you an automatic evaluation within about 2 minutes of you putting your info in. No obligation, no nothing.
It's pretty amazing. I've done
it. Just want
to
help.
It's pretty cool to see what your house is worth today from Yusuf there. Hey, thanks, Yusuf. Great to hear from you. I appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, boys. Take care.
All right. You too. Appreciate that. All right. 213-432-1090. Phones are a little slow today, but we have tons and tons of texts. But if you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Bruce, $100 gift card to UCBT, 213-432-1090. Open right now. JP's standing by. Reggie in Camarillo says, good morning, Bruce and Pete. My question is for Bruce. Southern California was once known as Monster Bass Place. It seems like this has changed. What has happened? Sidebar, Pete, you're killing it today being a one-man crew today. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. All right. So what happened to those big bass?
I'll tell you. The number one thing is we don't have trout anymore. They stopped stocking trout.
Oh, no kidding.
At least here in San Diego. I mean, up in Casitas or whatever, which is going to be a player here again.
Is
big
it?
Big fish next year, 2 years from now.
Because they're stocking again?
High water conditions, and they stock trout up there.
Uh-huh.
So Lower Castaic, they're going to be stocking trout again. You know, Butch has worked on that. And but for San Diego, it's the fact that we just don't get trout stocks anymore. We've talked to the DFG about it. They said it's okay. They're okay with us stocking trout or them stocking trout, but they just don't have the money to do it. That's the deal.
Dang.
So, That's the only thing that's holding us back.
Trout. So it was just those big bass were just feeding on the trout and just getting bigger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So all those fancy $500 trout baits that you sell at ECBT, they just don't go very, very long? Much?
Well, we still sell a lot. They still buy them.
They still buy them.
Uh-huh. And we do have trout lakes lakes with trout that are getting stocked, like Wolford, Dixon, Jennings.
Uh-huh.
They're just not big. They're not big lakes.
Yeah.
So it's not, you don't have the opportunity for a lot of big fish, and getting more bites. And that way we're Otay, San Vicente, and El Cap were that way. Like San Vicente, you could get stringers of 10-pounders out of
it
when they were stocking. Yeah.
Wow. What about Lake Cuyamaca? I mean, beautiful place to fish, shallow, but they have a lot of trout in there.
They do, and they stock year-round.
Yeah.
They do have a lot of bass in there. And the bass, I don't know why we haven't seen a giant fish.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some of the guys about that, and they think it might have to do with the genetics of Cuyamaca for some reason. I think maybe it is northern fish. They might be only northern fish in there, which don't get as big as Florida's.
And they have some smallmouth in there too, right?
Yeah, but just a handful.
Yeah. And at one time they stocked sturgeon in there too. Do you ever hear of anybody catching a sturgeon?
They caught them. They caught those. They only had two or three, and they caught them repeatedly for a couple years. And then I think they died.
And then they died.
Yeah.
They just didn't go.
No.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
But yeah, they were in there.
Pretty weird.
Uh-huh.
they didn't work out.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls at 213-432-1090. More of your texts, more questions for Bruce Smith right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Been thinking of purchasing a new outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. No need to delay during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. Visit visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offers December 6th, 2024. Subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. 4 miles excluded. New 2.5 to 25 horsepower. First row outboard is dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower. Towards MSRP value of goods and or services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to the consumer. New 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended added 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. First offer by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for detail. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is limited by automotive warranty service in Florida Inc. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois 60604. 868-937-3983. License number 60023.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
So do you have welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. We're Bruce Smith in our studio here. I have an outside cam shot. I keep forgetting to switch to the outside cam during the breaks. I apologize. I got a couple texts. It's like, come on, switch to the outside so we can see what's going on there. But you can see right now that Islander came in and Tomahawk's in. I know Roll Star's at the fuel dock right now. So they were in early this morning. And Shogun is probably at the fuel dock right now.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go on their 7-day Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah. Trip. So you see kind of in and out. Looks like the Condor came in yesterday. They didn't go out, but that's kind of what you can see on our outdoor shot right now. And we'll jump back in the studio now and get you back with Bruce and myself here in the studio. You want to get through your chance, 213-432-1090. Let's go live to the tribute right now. Mike's got a follow-up from yesterday. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? Morning, Bruce.
Morning.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, to say the least. We ended up with 33 of those big yellowfin. The majority of them were 60 to 80 pounds. We had fish in the 100-pound range. It's, if you're anchored up at the rocks, it'd be a nice way to fish there, too. Like, just unreal. And I think just about everybody got in on it. There's a little bit of smaller fish mixed in, but where we were, and at least the guys in our area, like, you want to talk about just complete butt-kicking fish. We probably lost just as many. But we had a drift after I talked to you. That was the start of our jig strike. Our jig fish was about an 80-pound yellowfin, and then it just went on from there. I think we drifted until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the same spot, and we had fish hanging the entire time. We got a really good video up on our Facebook and our Instagram where the entire bow's bit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is so cool.
So exciting.
So what was the hot tip of getting bit?
It turned into being a sinker rig. Guys are getting bit really well on the fly line, and our sardines right now are ridiculously large. If you wanted to flay one and make a meal out of it, you probably could, which in general is not usually handy, but when you're fly lining a bait for 60 to 100-pound yellowfin, all of a sudden it comes into play. But 50 or 60-pound sinker rig. Worked out really good, but, you know, as Bruce knows very well, if you start fishing the sinker rig and you got fly line guys and you got a bunch of people on the boat, the tangles can be a thing.
They don't mix well.
Yeah.
Flat, greasy, calm conditions. You're just drifting just enough to get everybody up in the bow. So, really epic fishing, though. I'm not going to knock bluefin at all. We love them. The guys that fished bluefin yesterday did well. I know the Cortez was out there and was just shy of limit. So there's options now, which is great. Something we haven't really had this year.
That is so cool. That is amazing. So within day and a half range, you can catch a 100-pound yellowfin tuna.
It's pretty ridiculous, and I know we've been fishing bluefin so much. They seem different. It's just neater. But 100-pound yellowfin, you look at some of the pictures on our Facebook and Instagram, and they're basically starting to get little cichlids on them. They're different-looking fish. They're getting jig strikes. You're seeing spots of foamers up. And I know some guys have got them on the popper. We didn't have any popper fishermen yesterday, but it opens up a whole new world. And we went from having 18 spots left on tonight's trip to filling up. You know, guys want to get out there and
nice.
catch one of these things they were catching on the ridge a few weeks ago.
Yep, that's fantastic. So you think it's that same grade of fish, huh?
Oh, yeah. I talked to Aliar yesterday, and he said these are exactly what we were fishing on the ridge. So if you're on an 8-day 3 weeks ago, you're catching the same thing on a day and a half right now, which is pretty darn epic.
So you have any trips available coming up this week?
Wednesday night. And you know what? Like I said, it finally happened. We finally found fall. It was 80 degrees, flat, greasy, calm, sunny, yellowfin were biting, like, our weather looks pretty nice throughout the week here, and down the beach, you know, gives you a couple different options if the weather comes up out west. But Wednesday night, we have two reservations as of right now. Like I said, this trip for tonight filled up in hours once we started posting. So weekend's chartered, and then we have spots open next week.
Wow. Well, if somebody wants to come on the Tribute Wednesday night and go catch a 100-pound yellowfin in local waters, how do we do that?
619-224-3383, seaportlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And just, I mean, take a look at our page and the Pacifica and the Aztec were down there, too. I mean, that average fish is like, there's a guy who had a jig fish yesterday. He had a 50-pounder on the jig, and then he had an 80-pounder on bait. Like, it's pretty neat.
Wow.
And you can keep more than two.
Oh, and you can keep more than two. Yeah, you can keep up to five because you're measuring the water.
Yeah.
That's
a whole different world.
A whole different world. That's fantastic. Mike, thanks for the follow-up, and good luck tonight, and go get them. Appreciate the report.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, for sure, yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's pretty epic.
It is totally epic.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so excited about yellowfin. It's probably because we don't catch them that big.
I know.
You know, bluefin are like, 100-pound bluefin.
Yeah.
It is now.
But yellowfin pulls so much harder than bluefin,
thank
right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right?
I was going to ask Mike that, but, you know, he's short on time. But,
I mean, there's no question about it. You've caught both a lot, right?
There was this one time, that we catch in bluefin all summer, 80, 100-pounders, this and that, and then we went to the rocks on a collection trip with Monterey Bay Aquarium on the Shogun. And the crew got to fish. So we were catching yellowfin. We were catching 70 to 100-pound yellowfin. And it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
It's not even comparable.
It's a different animal.
Totally different animal. Takes so much more time to wind in than a bluefin.
Yeah.
I love bluefin. They're great.
Oh, yeah.
And they've done a lot for the resource or the business here.
The business.
But yellowfin, The only person that doesn't say that about the bluefin and yellowfin and the yellowfin bite harder are the people who haven't caught yellowfin.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, hey, bluefin pull hard. There's no doubt about it. 100-pound bluefin kicks your butt, right?
Absolutely. It's a big fish.
But a yellowfin is...
But a 100-pound yellowfin will tow it backwards.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well put. Cliff in Blossom Valley, you're next up. Thanks for calling Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I mean, I get much more excited about a 100-pound yellowfin than a bass. But my message was basically for any dads out there, because I've got two boys. They're now in their 20s, but when they were young, I didn't know anything about freshwater bass fishing. So after listening to Let's Talk Hookup, I hired a couple of the bass fishing guides, and I swear it was life-changing. My kids, you know, you never get seasick on a lake. We had a guide telling people what to do, not me. We'd see deer on the shores and birds and eagles, and just it was so cool. And it was just awesome without having to go 20 miles out to sea. We really did enjoy the freshwater bass fishing. My kids learned so much, and one is now a professional six-pack guide, charter captain. So
that's cool. That's cool.
I'd highly recommend for a dad to take the kid. And this club you're talking about, Bruce, my kids were part of that for 4 years. And the one who's a captain, he actually became the California youth champion. And we got tickets to Arkansas for him to represent California in the U.S. championship. So, and dads, you don't have to have a boat. I did not have a bass boat. You have some wonderful volunteers who would show up and take two kids per boat.
Yep.
So, anyway, that was my tip for dads.
So cool. And that's the San Diego Bassmasters.
That would be SoCal Juniors is what he's
SoCal
talking about.
SoCal Juniors, the one you were talking about. Yeah. How do you get a hold of SoCal Juniors?
Only through Facebook.
Through Facebook.
That's his only...
So it's San Diego, or is it SoCal Juniors
Bass Club. Bass Club.
Okay. And just
kids become champions locally. Yeah, then Southern California will compete against Northern California, and somebody wins the state championship. Yep. It's really, really, really cool.
Yeah, and we send them back east, too, to Lake Hartwell once a year.
That's so cool.
Yeah, for the Nationals.
Yeah. Cliff, thanks a lot for taking your kids fishing and also calling the show this morning. Appreciate that very much. Speaking of which, guiding with you, that's a perfect lead-in from Cliff's call there to say, go fishing with Bruce, man.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, and
619-753-0773. Send me a text.
Yeah.
Give it again. 619-753-0773.
All right. And you do like half day, full day?
Yep.
Is it usually, what's your common guide?
6 hour trip, $450.
That's it?
Yes, that's what we're charging.
Yeah,
no, that's what it is.
6 hour trip for $450.
I know. If you go to Montana, it's $600.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, it's like $750 now.
Is it really?
It's crazy. Oh, the guides up there are like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of control up there. They're all colluding too, which is like sucks.
Yeah. So it's for six hours, it's $450, and then 8 hours, a full day is what we consider 8 hours, is $600. Yeah.
So, but 6 hours for a half day.
Mm-hmm. That's the most popular.
Yeah. And that's start in the morning and fish.
Fish till 1 o'clock.
And you can learn electronics. You can learn bass fishing techniques. Take kids.
Yes.
Take your kids. So how many people, for $450 on 6 hour, how many people do you
allow? Up to three people.
Up, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually it's two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two's a nice load, but you'll take three.
Yeah.
Bring yourself and two kids, or bring one kid, right? Or two adults, or whatever.
Father and son, it's very popular.
And so how do you decide which lake to go to?
Just whatever's biting the best and what day fits into their schedule, because our lakes are open and closed on certain days.
Uh-huh.
So Wednesdays, we can only go to Otay. Thursdays, San Vicente's closed. Or San Vicente's open, but so it just depends on their schedule and what is biting at the time.
Yeah. So give your phone number again.
619-753-0773. And shoot me a text.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of me.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's on your boat.
Yeah. It's
with
all
your tackle.
Yeah.
Everything.
Snacks, water.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Alex in Pasadena says, intro to bass fishing. How many setups and what kind for saltwater anglers that want to get back into freshwater? So he wants to tackle up to get back into freshwater bass fishing.
Well, you could go to ECBT and they'll set you up.
Yeah.
If he's in San Diego. I'm a big Shimano guy. I always have been.
Yep.
So you can get with a lesser, a cheaper model of Shimano, like the Sahara or a Sedona spinning reel. The that's what I think I have Saharas on the boat right now, and that's what I use in a 3,000 or 2,500 or a 3,000 size. Go to, you can either get a Shimano rod. I have been working closely with Matt Newman at iRod, and they have a great price point on their rods. The Fiber Series iRods is a great starting place. 7 foot medium action spinning rod will get you. You can throw thin Senkos on it. You can throw drop shots on it. You can scale up and throw even Texas rig or a light Carolina rig with it.
And what pound test you fish on?
Usually 10.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 for my free rig weights. 6 or 8 for drop shot.
Wow.
Just light.
And so you don't need that much.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
2-3 rigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it'll get you right in the game.
Yeah. Nice. So go to your local tackle shop. He's in Pasadena. I'm trying to think of who would be up there. Turner's Outdoorsman.
Yeah, Turner's is always good.
Yeah, they're good.
They have Bob Sands and Van Nuys.
Uh-huh.
They'll set you up.
Yeah.
You know, go see Sal. I think Sal still owns it. Maybe
I think he retired.
That's
a good question.
But Bob Sands is always great.
And if you come down to San Diego, ECBT. Those guys are specialists.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, appreciate that very much. Let's jump back in the phones. Hills in Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, Bruce and Pete.
Good morning.
Bruce might know, it was mentioned recently on Let's Talk Hookup about if you wanted to get a big eye, you got to go like 400 miles to the San Jose Seamount, or I think it was called, or something like that.
San Juan Seamount.
And is there anything else out there? Like, if you did like an 8-day trip and just went there, can you hit the bottom there and get all kind of different stuff?
The San Juan only comes up, I want to say it's 200 fathom.
Yeah.
150 fathom?
That'd be a serious deep drop.
Yeah, it's a serious deep drop. There's really not much. It's just offshore fishing. And that's straight west. So I've only been out to the San Juan one time. We were looking for albacore. We were scouting. We were actually
outside of Morro Bay?
It's so far west. If you came from Morro Bay, it's the same distance from San Diego.
No kidding.
It's just west.
It's just straight west.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's 200 miles.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's way out there.
Yeah.
Too far
for twice. Yeah. It's far.
Yeah.
Far, far. You're going past San Nicolas from San Diego.
Wow.
To go to
another 120 miles.
Another 120 miles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy.
So it's out in the weather.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
And it was just an albacore trip. Big Eye, man, we haven't had Big Eye here in, you know, so many years. They've really taken a hit on the commercial side of things. We would think that we would only, the Big Eye that we would get in the 80s and 90s were kind of like this, we would scrape the edge of the biomass.
Yeah.
Would come to the Eastern Pacific. Uh-huh. Most of the Big Eye, if you want to catch a Big Eye, go to Hawaii. And that's one of your best choice.
Do you ever think we'll see albacore here again?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, could happen.
Just that it's always changing. The ocean is always changing, and I taught myself to not be surprised at the crazy
things.
Yeah. Because they catch yellowtail off of Washington.
Right.
Or Alaska. How about albacore in Alaska, Ketchikan?
Right.
You saw that.
Albacore off of Queen Charlotte Safari.
Sure. Strike Lodge.
Yeah.
Went out a couple of days and caught lots of albacore.
Yeah, right at Queen Charlotte Islands, which is almost Alaska, right just south of Ketchikan. They caught a bunch this year.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And these kind of things happen.
And marlin in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened. Yeah. And bluefin.
Yeah.
A lot of bluefin this year.
A lot of bluefin this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything could happen. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Hills. Appreciate that. Dave from Rancho Cucamonga says, hey, Bruce, speaking of trout, will you ever fish Pyramid again? Much thanks for dialing me in on my first trip there years ago.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll go up there again.
Yeah.
For sure. I miss it. And maybe I'll go this year. Maybe I'll go starting in February
or
March.
Yeah, it comes back. Last year was such a suck year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that depends a lot.
Yeah. You never know.
Like,
but the opener was really good this year.
It was. So we have high hopes for next year or this coming year.
I don't know about you, but I have a total love-hate relationship with that place. I hate it.
Yeah.
But I also love it, right? Because when you catch a big fish, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a miserable place to fish sometimes.
You gotta bear it. You gotta deal with it.
Yeah, I'm just not that tough.
That was part of the romance of it. Honestly, was dealing with all of that,
all the elements,
all the stuff.
Yeah,
just ice hanging off of you.
Oh,
like it was so cold, and it would blow.
Yeah,
and your waders would like freeze.
Right,
or whatever.
Yeah,
and you're just out there just casting.
It's like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Right.
And at one point of the day, like a school comes by, and it's like 9-pounder, 10-pounder, 12-pounder. Like they just go right down the line, and you catch a 10-pounder, and it's like, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a unique place.
Yeah.
And you know, there's not much accommodations there.
No.
Minimal accommodations. There's no food there virtually. You have to have all your own food. Because I mean, you would think that somebody would build like a casino real close, and you know, it's like all of a sudden
you'd think.
Yeah. And I think it's really good that just personal opinion here, that they raised to the you couldn't get a season pass anymore because the problem was the locals were just getting a season pass and being there every day.
Yeah.
I think it's lessened the number of people that fish there now that you have to buy a relatively expensive permit every day. What is it, $20-some?
It's $30 a day.
$30 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of... You know, it sounds like a lot to me, but I spend $22 a day to get on San Diego lakes.
Right.
To go to wash my boat.
In today's day and age, not that bad.
So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But you can only buy 3 days at a time. You have to go in and buy them. And it's a hassle.
You can actually buy them online now.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
as of last year, they can buy them online, which is way better.
That's really great.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here with Bruce. I give away that $100 gift card to ECB2. More Let's Talk Hookup. Right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Steph Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start, with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. All right, Bruce, do the honors. Flip that coin. See if it's going to be a texter or a caller. And it is a texter. And congratulations, Jimmy and San Marcos. You're going on a shopping spree.
Nice.
And $100. You're going out to $100 at East County Bait and Tackle. And you can go out. What days do you work at East County Bait and Tackle?
Thursdays and Sunday mornings.
Thursdays and Sunday. You're supposed to be there today.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you came in to do this.
I did.
Which is great. We appreciate that. And then if somebody wants to go bass fishing with you, how do we do that?
Call me or text me. Text me at 619-753-0773. Or you can IM me, instant message me through Facebook, Instagram, BAS Outdoors, Bruce Smith, San Diego Fish Bass Fishing Podcast, any one of those. And you can get a hold of me.
And then as far as your bass fishing podcast, San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast, you're on every week, right?
Yeah. We do Tuesday morning drops at 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's about an hour long. And we talk about San Diego lake politics. We go through stories of the old guys, you know, the old guard, and the new guys that are coming up. A lot of tournament talk and a lot of – but we do both. Anything San Diego Lakes bass fishing.
That's so cool. All right. Well, keep – and we'll look forward to having you back here, too. So much fun to have you in here, for sure. And thank you to JP for manning the board and the phones. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks to all the great people down in Mexico, man, in the 1090 board there. We appreciate that. And thank you out there, your phones, your texts, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We really dearly appreciate you. Next Saturday, John White and Nick Johnson from Dana Landing will be here. Another part of the team there. That's going to be a great show. And then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here. That'll be just a prelim for the Tackle Day event. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 1090 AM on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, and YouTube and Facebook Live.